Replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
And the audit news isn't good.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
BJ Alston, it's 4 o'clock.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Mark Thomas. North Korea is threatening military action against the United States and its allies, and it's admitted for the first time that it has a uranium enrichment program. The defiant statement came after the UN Security Council approved new sanctions to punish the communist nation for its recent nuclear test. The U.S. military says an American soldier has been killed by a roadside bomb during combat operations in Baghdad. The death toll has now risen to 4,312 members of the U.S. military who have died in Iraq since the war started in March of 2003, according to an Associated Press count. Iran's interior ministry says 91% of the votes have been counted, and President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is cruising to a landslide victory for another term. He has about 63% of the vote, while his main challenger has less than 35%. Reformist Mir Hossein Mousavi is denouncing the results as treasonous manipulation. This is IRN USA Radio News.
I started having symptoms of menopause when I was 47 years old. The hot flashes and night sweats were almost unbearable. I gained 50 pounds, was irritable, emotional, just not myself. As a registered nurse, I was concerned about taking pharmaceutical hormone replacement therapies because there is a history of breast cancer in my family, plus all of the unknowns when you take drugs. So I tried Amberin. Within 2 weeks, the hot flashes stopped. Yes, they stopped. I have been working with Amberin for almost a year now. I've dropped so much weight. I'm no longer irritable. I sleep great. And I have a ton of energy. One of the most important aspects of this treatment is that there are no side effects. I highly recommend Amberin. Signed, Carol Richardson, RN, and very satisfied Amberin customer. For your free supply of Amberin, visit StopFlashes.com or call 800-890-6408. A limited number of free trials are available. Call 800-890-6408. That's 800-890-6408. 800-890-6408.
Investigators in Brazil are scrutinizing the first wreckage recovered from the Air France jet that crashed in the Atlantic almost 2 weeks ago. Officials say the number of recovered bodies has risen to 50 with the discovery of six more. The search continues for the plane's black boxes. The Obama administration is voicing satisfaction with the new UN sanctions on North Korea, correspondent Mark Smith reports.
UN Ambassador Susan Rice says the sanctions, which include an expanded arms embargo, have teeth and will bite.
North Korea's actions have been dangerous and reckless and destabilizing. They've been met with a clear and strong response from the international community.
That includes confronting ships thought to be carrying contraband arms, though not forcible boarding. Rice tells reporters no one here would be surprised if the North responds to the sanctions with a new warhead or missile test, but she says the sanctions make clear such actions come at a cost. Mark Smith at the White House.
For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
My name is John DiMartino. I'm from Colorado, and I started using Andy Willoughby three-step plan. I'm 56 years old, and I feel renewed. I'm happy. I'm excited about my financial future. This is a stress-relieving business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby. If you're tired of worrying about money all the time, go to threestepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
A German con man calling himself Clark Rockefeller has been found guilty of kidnapping charges involving his then 7-year-old daughter last summer in Boston.
In the above entitled case, we the jury say that the defendant is guilty of offense as charged.
The abduction took place during a supervised visit. Rockefeller, whose real name is Christian Carl Gerhardsreiter, was also convicted of one count of assault and battery. He was acquitted by a Boston jury of another charge of assault and battery and providing a false name to investigators. Rockefeller had pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity to the kidnapping charge. For the second time this year, a fuel leak at the launch pad has forced NASA to scrub a shuttle launch. Ground teams won't be able to closely look at the faulty hardware until tomorrow, but tentative plans call for Endeavour to be ready to launch again on Wednesday morning after teams repair the leak in a gaseous hydrogen vent line. NASA's Mike Moses says they ran some tests after a similar leak developed ahead of a shuttle launch in March.
We didn't really find anything that would tell us what common cause is, but obviously something is going on. A second time in three flights, something is going on.
A Wednesday launch for Endeavour is not a sure thing. An Atlas V rocket is already scheduled to launch that day on a lunar mission, so there will have to be some negotiations to determine who gets to fly. If the lunar mission doesn't launch by next Saturday, it could be delayed by 2 weeks, and if the shuttle doesn't launch by then, it will be pushed back a month. I'm Mark Thomas. This is IRN USA Radio News.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Make the most of every moment in this short life we have together on this planet. Remember, a magical thing to be alive, to be conscious in this multi-trillion-year-old universe we live in. That's me putting a human number on it. It's really as old as infinity itself. No beginning and no end. We feel like we've been forever upon this plane of existence. But as individual sentient beings, ladies and gentlemen, we've only been conscious for the twinkling of an eye. So in this brief glimpse you have into the universe, certainly make the most of it. And don't let Madison Avenue make you feel like your life is empty and meaningless because your waist is a little too big or your hair is thinning or you don't look like a supermodel or you don't look like an NFL football player or because you don't have the biggest, baddest Harley. What matters is that we are conscious, sentient beings and we are alive but once on this plane, and it is all nothing more than a test. All right, big transmission lined up for you today. Extremely informative issues on a host of fronts. Remember 6 months ago we had a PrisonPlanet.com article written by Paul Watson, and it had links to mainstream news articles in Europe and China dealing with the RAND Corporation, which is a large private think tank, one of the top three think tanks in the Western world that advises the Pentagon and other federal agencies on the actions they should take to expand the power of the one world government at the expense of the United States, of course, and individual liberty. They always pose as if they're patriots, but it's the opposite. And they manipulate a lot of well-meaning men and women to do very, very wicked things in the name of patriotism, but that's a separate issue. And it was dealing with the RAND Corporation saying the international banking cartel that owns the United States and Europe and England would not be able to carry out the expansion of world government through the financial crisis they had created by design without a giant world war bigger than Iraq 1 or Iraq 2. It can't just be a localized theater war. Not a localized theater war, but a world war. You see, governments tend to stage terror attacks and wars to get power and control. And the social controllers that run Europe and the United States, they're a lot slicker with their tyranny. It's not as naked as it is in North Korea, where it's openly run by a hereditary thug, a second generation now handing it on to the grandson of the first dictator, where there are troops on the streets and checkpoints and cameras on every street corner, though we're becoming that, and paramilitary police marching around and secret arrest and no due process or habeas corpus and torture camps. The bad guys, they torture. I listed a lot of things North Korea does, and you would recognize that we are becoming that by design. But not there yet. So the establishment can say, look at North Korea. They censor the internet. They secretly arrest people. They have troops on the streets. They don't have any due process. We've got to go to war with them. We've got to have a conflict with them. That's exactly what the RAND Corporation said that the globalists need to be able to bring in a world crisis. They bragged that the global elites started World War I to get the League of Nations. When that didn't go all the way through, they staged World War II by funding Hitler and the Soviets. That's now all declassified in public. We've covered that ad nauseum. And they set up the United Nations, and now to set up a new Bank of the World, global carbon taxes, they need the fake threat of environmental climate change. First it was global ice age, then when it got hot they say it's a warming. Now that it's getting cold they call it climate change. They've got school kids believing the summer is abnormal and that the temperature is supposed to be 74 degrees year round. They're actually teaching that. Children believe summer and winter is a catastrophe. Seasons are now abnormal. And a couple more generations of being called a conspiracy theorist, if you believe in the four seasons, and the yuppies will say there are no seasons, this is abnormal. And there are no 12-year sun cycle seasons either. That is abnormal. The sun has now cooled, according to all of the gauges by universities and NASA. So the ice caps of Mars are getting bigger. The ice caps that have been shrinking on this planet, known as Earth or Terra Firma. They're getting bigger again. The sun is real. It really is a yellow ball out there. It really is a star. It drives the climate, the main driver. Pretty soon they'll say the sun doesn't exist. And if they tell the yuppies that, they'll say it doesn't. But, I mean, I'm going off into satire here. The issue is the RAND Corporation said we need a world war. We need something big to get the people's minds off of the private banks, bankrupting the planet by design. And then even though we're bankrupting the people and bringing them into bondage, there won't be a political upheaval that will throw our system out of power. It's either all or nothing. The elites have gone for broke. They either get total world government now or they begin collapsing backwards and end up going to prison. And that is possible. There's talk all over the planet of arresting the private bankers that engineered the controlled financial implosion. The IMF World Bank documents are leaked. They're public. The people now know. There's a bill that's got 226 votes now. It'll go to the full floor in the next few weeks to audit the private Fed. It's never been audited. Congress is subpoenaing the Fed about $300-plus billion in missing cash. The Fed arrogantly said they were above the law. No one could audit them. Baloney. You're not above the law. Nobody is. I don't care if you sit there in a $5,000 suit slickly acting like you're above everybody with that fake aplomb. It's the confidence of a con artist as he's sneaking out with the jewels and somebody catches him on the back porch and he says, oh, I'm just a mover. I'm just here helping secure the jewels. Baloney. You're a criminal. You're a cat burglar. We caught you. I don't care if you're wearing a tuxedo, Bernanke. The jig's up, con men. So they need wars. They need staged terror attacks. And believe me, they're going to give them to you. So, three words. North Korea, Iran, Pakistan. We're going to talk about that when we get back in what could be the beginnings of World War III, a la the New World Order. Brought to you by the Anglo-American, Dutch/European/Rothschild crime axis. And all of you yuppies and social climbers, you like globalism? You like NAFTA and GATT? You like how slowly everything's getting turned off and real unemployment's at 19%? The government says it's at 10%. You like how world exports went down by 30% last month alone? From the UN's index of 180 a year ago to 95 today? You like that? Well, just keep clutching the government and the media and all the lies they tell you. Just keep trusting everything, and everything will not be all right. But in the end, you'll wake up, won't you? And remember, you're an American. You're not a slave, that you hate tyranny. But more importantly, you remember you're a human being and can say no to corruption. North Korea warns of nuclear war amid rising tensions, AP. Key article up on Infowars.com by Kurt Nemo today. North Korea Cuban Missile Crisis Redux. Key article. North Korea in early phase of all-out confrontation with U.S. London Telegraph. Iran going on with that election. I don't doubt that Ahmadinejad has stolen the election. China warns against forces and carrying out North Korea sanctions. It's all coming up when we get back, and a lot more in the latest on the economy. I'm Alex Jones. Your calls are coming up as well. Stay with us.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business, how would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to Hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. Hazarid. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at Hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
That's right. We're a group of inbred international banking families intermarried with royalty. Cold-bloodedly play three-dimensional chess. A global game of risk for entire nations, where hundreds of millions of people represent nothing more than pawns on a board. You know, we are in a matrix. But it's not a physical matrix where you're in a computerized, encased bubble being used for battery power to fund the very prison and very matrix you're in. That's an analogy for how our own tax money is used against us, how we kill ourselves to live. But through the television, through the corporate media, through the programming that is then regurgitated by our fellow Homo sapiens sapiens on the ground, we are more and more being inserted into a false reality where the language is being reduced semantically, where we're being taught false constructs, to where the general public is becoming biological androids that are almost impossible at this point to even communicate with, as George Orwell warned they would be. Or as Edward Bernays said that they would render us like sheep rebelling against the practice of eating mutton, which is young, juvenile sheep. Okay, here's the deal. I don't know if they're going to start World War III on the Korean Peninsula in the central eastern part of Asia. I don't know if they're going to start World War III between Pakistan, India, and China. I don't know if they're going to launch another 888 like they did with NATO, the United States, and Israel, on record launching a sneak attack on Russia and having such incredible disdain for the American people that they told us Russia had snuck attack, and most Americans still believe that, though they didn't think the Brits were that stupid. They admitted on the news the United States had snuck attack Russia, but said Russia was wrong for defending itself. I mean, they think you're mighty dumb, folks. But I know this, Rand Corporation, the Pentagon, Zbigniew Brzezinski and two of his publications, Grand Chessboard and one other, calls for it to start in that crescent from Poland and the Czech Republic and Ukraine in the west, traveling east on a crescent through Georgia, through Turkey, through Iraq, into Pakistan and the stands. South of there you have India and Kashmir, and to the east China. And this is all the global grand chessboard. And they think so little of you and I that they openly publish their plans and laugh at us and call us slaves. It's very funny that they can publish their plans and that the public doesn't care. But they'll sure read an owner's manual for their car, because that's part of their ego. But don't care enough about their bank account and their future. So they know as long as they throw milk and honey and circuses and more bread at you and more gladiatorial diversions, you won't wake up until it's too late. While they put in the technological enslavement, technocracy, and panopticon around us right now. But it's always more sophisticated than just black and white. You have the monolithic Anglo-American European power establishment that's enslaved Europe, enslaved the United States, Canada, Australia, England. We're dumbed down, we're indebted, we're controlled, we're used as slaves to fund and to fight for the global empire, the offshore banks, that while they're destroying the rest of the nation's sovereignty worldwide and getting people in debt or invading them, they're busy rendering us down to armless, legless, blind little creatures that can't resist. Like some type of weird, genetically engineered, eyeless, toothless, clawless, legless guinea pig that just has feeding tubes into his little mouth. And the ruling class are nothing but giant boa constrictors. Nice analogy. That's about what it is. And we're almost rendered down to hairless, blind, little pink bloblets that are down in the warm incubating nest to be fed on by the tyrannical globalists who bragged 50 years ago. They started calling the boss human resource department because we are a resource, a very cheap resource, now seen as a negative. What was the cartoon about a fictitious Eastern European communist country where the government's money is actually has negative value and they've got to pay the mafia to take away the toxic crud? That's about what we're seen as. And as little blind food units to the elite, we even have learned to hate ourselves and feel like we're part of the elite. And there's a few guinea pigs that still have some dim sight and maybe half a leg to crawl around on as a rudderless flipper. And you know, that's the police and the system, and it kind of prods around the rest of the immobilized slaves. Now, it doesn't have to be like this, but the New World Order says they're planning to start World War III with Russia and China, and they're going to use surrogates on record like Georgia and South Korea and the Taliban and Al-Qaeda that publicly worked for the CIA on record. I mean, the Pakistani president went on NBC a month ago and said, "You're saying we're helping Al-Qaeda? How dare you? You founded Al-Qaeda and the Taliban to attack the Russians." Yeah, they started it with the Russians in 79. And you're using them to destabilize us. How dare you say we're working with them? That government's on the verge of falling with Taliban and Al-Qaeda forces encircling their three major cities. And then when they're done, Al-Qaeda will step back as usual after doing their CIA job. And the West will pour in the tens of thousands of troops to take over the major cities. And it will become Islamic republics as promised to the Saudi Arabians, as Iraq has now fallen to the Islamo-fascist. So will Pakistan. And there will be no longer secular TV or radio. Women will no longer be the college graduates. You see, imagine the genius of the New World Order. They control the radical Muslims. They use them to attack the Serbs and attack the Iraqis and attack everybody. They're using them right now to attack Iran, the Wahhabist, funded by Saudi Arabia, running blitzkrieg attacks, bombing mosques, airports, aircraft, schools, police departments, funding riots all over Iran right now. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you exactly what's happening with North Korea, exactly what's happening with Pakistan, exactly what's happening in Iran, exactly what's happening in Georgia, and who the players are and how it really works. Oh, you thought Al-Qaeda attacked us. In a sick way, they did. Al-Qaeda is nothing but a sword in the armory of the New World Order. Their great sword of Victory. Victory to atheism and death and the New World Order.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Don't waste our time any longer. The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. You have no right.
You have no right.
You have no right.
This is brought to you by HempUSA.org, supplier of fine hemp products. Sponsoring the Genesis Communications Radio Network, the leader in alternative talk radio. Radio.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Thank you so much for joining us, my friends. Your calls are coming up. Toll free, 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. And I'm going to finish up with what's happening across the world as suddenly these conflicts or the threat of thermal nuclear conflagration conflict begins to flare up everywhere. Then I'll tell you about some of the other news that's coming up later in this two-hour abbreviated Sunday transmission. And then we'll go to your phone calls. Now, whenever we sit here and we talk about the United States or England or Germany or Russia or China, when I break down what's happening on a geopolitical level, I don't have a dog in the fight, a dog in the hunt, as they say. Most people, when they look at an issue of like Iraq and the United States, they say, well, who do I identify with? And then I will look at the issues and decide who I'm going to support, if it's good for my interest or good for my ego. Oh, well, I'm for America, red, white, and blue. Kill them Iraqis. Never understanding that Saddam Hussein in 1958 was hired by the CIA on record, trained in assassination, carried out a bunch of assassinations, led forces trying to overthrow the Iraqi government. Then in 68, they made a deal with the United States to stop trying to overthrow them if they put Saddam Hussein in as deputy president, head of security. He then staged a coup in 79, launched an attack against the Ayatollah Khomeini, totally U.S. government-backed, on record. He was told to use nerve gas. He was given satellite photos and told how to where to spray and how to spray. And then our media says, oh, he's bad years later for using the nerve gas when the United States helped give him a lot of the nerve gas. So, see, it's hypocritical. Saddam Hussein is bad, and the people running the United States are bad. Not, well, I'm red, white, and blue, so I'm against that Saddam. Let's kill over a million Iraqis. Let's bring them freedom. When the truth is, it's the grand chessboard. When Iran is strong, the West goes in and funds Saddam to attack them. They kill 1.5 million Iranians in that war and 300,000 Iraqis. It goes on for 8 years. To know what's happening currently and in the future, you got to know the past. And as soon as Saddam had worn out Iran, and as soon as Iraq had been partially destroyed, then suddenly he was the enemy. Suddenly Kuwait started overselling, slant drilling. Iraq was going to go bankrupt. The United States, April Gillespie, U.S. ambassador, tells him, go ahead and invade. We don't get involved in inter-Arab affairs. It's on video, and he does it. Then he miscalculates, thinking he was trained since he was a young man by the CIA, that everything will be okay, and it wasn't okay. And years later, they go in, take over again, and kill him. Now, that's treachery. That's duplicity. And that's also chess, ladies and gentlemen, but not this two-sided chess. It's more like 50-sided chess. There's dozens and dozens of different factions, but there's the big Anglo-American faction, and it's intertied with the Chinese faction, the Japanese faction, and the Russian faction, and the Latin American faction. It's the biggest faction. It's a merger of the Anglo-American power with the Rothschilds. And they write big CIA books on this. So, you know, the CIA and the State Department higher-ups have to have real documentation on how the world works, not what they feed the dumbed-down mass. And one of those books, 900-plus pages, commissioned by the CIA, is Tragedy and Hope by the head of Georgetown Political Science, Professor Carol Quigley. And he was given access to the private, corporate, world corporate states, the Cecil Rhodes, Sachs-Coburg, Gotha files. And he explains left and right is controlled, communist fascist is controlled, how the whole thing works. And you can read a John Perkins book, you know, written 40 years later, called Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and how he worked for the NSA, and how he took orders from generals in the Pentagon, and how they take over third world countries and get them in debt, and how they're doing that to the United States. This is a fact. Joseph Stiglitz quit the World Bank. 2,000 pages of documents got leaked simultaneously, though he won't take credit for it. The IMF admits it's their documents, how they're staging worldwide economic depressions by design. I'm already digressing. The point is, things aren't going to get better until we wake up to what's happening. So when I talk about what's happening in Iran and Pakistan and North Korea and Georgia, all client states bordering Russia and China, they're being used by the West. And this is a parasitic group, when I say the West, that's destroying the West as well. It hates the West more than anybody because the values of the West are the opposite of what it's doing. Tyranny, Napoleonic law, guilty until proven innocent, giant private combines that make their wealth through crony capitalism and inside deals. Their biggest enemy being the true free market. They use socialism to domesticate and consolidate markets, to create monopolies. They're monopoly men. So forget everything you've been taught and learned. You've been given false data, false maps of the mind, false lexicons, false language, false semantics. If you want to stop being gamed and being laughed at, learn how the world really works on record. I mean, David Rockefeller 4 years ago wrote a 400-and-something page book bragging for the, yeah, you bet I want to overthrow the U.S. and bring in a one-world government. I get charged that by the conspiracy theorists, and I say guilty as charged. They all write books. Former German chancellors like Helmut Schmidt and former secretaries of states like Zbigniew Brzezinski, now running foreign policy in the White House. They all write them calling you dumb idiots. Laughing, going, the dumb idiots will never read this, and we own the media, and they'll never see it. This is just our own private laugh. Ha, 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 ha. It's so funny. So when I sit here and talk about what's happening in Iran or North Korea or Russia, that doesn't mean I'm with Russia or I'm with China or I'm with Pakistan or I'm with any of these countries. Human nature is the same. These are all corrupt elites as well. And if they had the power and the slickness of the British political mind merged up with the banking houses of the Rothschilds, if they had that shrewd aplomb and that diabolic equations of just incredibly wicked logic, then they would be in control. You understand? But it's all cold-blooded, it's all evil. The Iran leadership, corrupt and evil. The Russian leadership, corrupt and evil. The United States leadership, corrupt and evil. The Israeli leadership, corrupt and evil. The Saudi Arabian leadership, corrupt and evil. This is the paradigm I'm trying to explain to people, the real paradigm. And as long as they can all play different countries and different religions off against each other, the corrupt elites, the society of rogues, the society of con men, using sociology and psychology, will continue to stay in power. And their mindset is one of disdain and hatred for humanity, one of eugenics, one of population reduction. That's what they all hold in common, is their sadomasochistic, psychopathic behavior. They all have the same spirit, the same mind, the same idea, whether they're Chinese or Jewish, whether they're German or Italian, whether they're Mexican or Inuit. And they get their power by playing us off against each other. And many of them are actually at each other's throats. North Korea is a great example of just out-and-out ancient tyranny, a Dark Ages state run by hereditary dictators calling themselves communist. I mean, if Kirk Watson was ever able to become president, the state senator here, who was just a mayor, you know, he'd end up having his grandson in military garb running around. I mean, he's already snatching land and trying to pass CPS bills where they can take your kids with no due process. You know, it's the same thing. If Lenin could have stayed in power forever, he'd have his great-grandson in power right now. This is what monarchy is. That's a monarchy. In fact, internally, there's been unauthorized biographies written by people that worked in the private centers of Kim Jong-il. He is called the king, and his sons are called the princes. That's why the Queen of England makes me sick. She's just a Kim. She just had a great, 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 great grandpa who was a big fat Kim Jong-il murderer. Now she wears big gold crowns. We all bow down to her. It's disgusting. I guess if there's 20 generations of Kim Jong-ils, I guess we'll bow down and worship them. I'm gonna keep explaining this, and your calls are coming up in about 20 minutes in the next hour. But I want to break down geopolitically what's happening and then get into a bunch of other news. But your calls are coming up. So I'm going to break this down, the key, when we get back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts,
extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This says it all, ladies and gentlemen, and then I'm going to break down how the world really works.
That's here. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering. Thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines. Every hunter and forager. Every hero and coward. Every creator and destroyer of civilization. Every king and peasant. Every young couple in love. Every mother and father. Hopeful child. Inventor and explorer. Every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there, on the mote of dust, suspended in a sunbeam. Think of the rivers of blood spilled by all those generals and emperors, so that in glory and triumph they could become the momentary masters of a fraction of a dot.
We are back live, and that is the intro to a video that's had millions of views online at YouTube alone, the final push for world government, and then it gets into about a five-minute clip of myself and others, very well done by that director. That was the voice of Carl Sagan there at the beginning, and that's powerful audio, but even more powerful video, so that's the final push for world government. Okay, let me just simplify this because of time, because I want to get to Robert, George, Robert, and many others that are patiently holding 877-590-5525 coming up. So when I sit here and break down what's happening between nations, remember, it's an international group of private corporations bigger than most governments. Of the 100 biggest economies, over 50, I'd always say 49, now it's 52. Last time I saw the government numbers on that, 52 of the world's biggest economies aren't countries, they're companies. People say, oh, well, let Walmart say you got to give an ID and they register you when you buy ammo now. And then, of course, sell it to the feds, no doubt. A database of gun owners. Big deal, I'll buy it somewhere else. Yeah, but Walmart, soon there won't be anything else. Notice how they make more and more money as the economy implodes more and more. This is the parasite economy. This is the cannibal economy. But side issue. North Korea. It's another group of crooks. And so the slicker world government that's even more vicious in its real actions but has a better packaging, they say, oh, look, we got to have nuclear war. Oh, look at North Korea. You know, they're building nukes, so we've got to start stopping all their ships and searching them, which is a embargo, which is a blockade, which is an act of war. Remember doing that to the Soviets in the early 1960s with the Cuban Missile Crisis? And North Korea has nukes. Why do they have nukes? Donald Rumsfeld, the head of ABB, the Swiss company, in the mid-1990s, and Clinton got criticized for it, and he certainly allowed it, and Rumsfeld was the company he allowed to do it. That's why Republicans wouldn't go after him in the impeachment for that. They had to go after him for sex with an intern because that was an isolated incident not connected to them. All the missile secrets and reactors to Pakistan and North Korea, that was part of a later plan for World War III. That had to go on, and Republicans were involved in that, just like the Democrats were. In real issues, they're one entity. So, see, now the thug is on the verge of dying. He admits he's had strokes. He's very close to dying. They can barely prop him up. They say he could be dead in months. He's about to hand power to his 20-something-year-old little thug son, who's literally described as a chip off the old block, another little spoiled rat demon. I meant to say spoiled brat, but it's spoiled rat. It's a good Freudian slip. And I read the excerpts, the autobiography by his Japanese cook of 10 years. What a little monster. The prince. Put a crown on him, though, and American audiences will bow down to him. That old witch, Queen Elizabeth II, they, you know, makes Kim Jong-il and real crimes look like an angel. But see, he's not good at hiding it. And so now, magically, right when he's on the verge of dying, when they know that regime's the most unstable, they want to push them into conflict. So they set a new nuke off, and they're threatening to nuke South Korea, and threatening to nuke Japan. And so Japan's saying they're going to go nuclear. And I got news for you, they did at least 15 years ago. They're threatening to get rid of their armistice, where they have their pacifist constitution. Everything's escalating. Meanwhile, the United States helped arm AQCon Laboratories, W199I, got declassified by the BBC, with Bill Clinton and then George Bush Sr., Jr., reauthorizing it, telling the FBI to allow U.S., British, and Israeli companies to transfer nuclear weapons components directly to AQCon Laboratories. You think Pakistan just made a nuke, but Iran can't? That's even more scientifically advanced. It's on record. So they give them these weapons. North Korea was given the reactors to produce the fissile material. And forget that. AQCon Laboratories was given even more. And then take Georgia. The West goes in, arms them, tells them to go ahead and attack the Russian-held territory of South Ossetia. Guards inside the UN bases that were NATO, Georgian, and Israeli, admittedly killed guards they'd worked next to for years inside the demilitarized zone and murdered them. I mean, in a special forces takeover, but not a special forces takeover where they high load or he load or parachuted in. They were in the same barracks as with them. They slit their throats. They hand grenaded the command center. I mean, that's the most dastardly sneak attack. And then they think our public's so dumb. They told you that Russia snuck attacked Georgia. Now, again, I'm not for Russia. But the issue is Russia is not the most powerful arm of this global system. They're vying for it. Why is the West trying to get them into a war through a proxy state? So they can tell the dumb public here, oh, look, Russia hit them. We got to hit them. Why are they moving more U.S. troops into Georgia? Why are they moving more missile systems and radar systems into Poland and Ukraine and Czech Republic? Why are they moving them into other areas? Why are they moving troops into Pakistan and funding Taliban and Al-Qaeda to take over the cities as the government begs the United States to stop launching Al-Qaeda attacks inside Pakistan? And they tell the dumbed-down American people, oh, the U.S. is beefing up in Pakistan and Afghanistan to fight Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is a knife to the throat of Pakistan to do what the CIA tells them, and Mossad and MI6. This is on record. And then 5 years ago, we break the news, and since then, the White House has admitted it, both administrations, Bush and Obama. Since then, it's been a New Yorker magazine that four Wahhabist sects of Sunni, the majority Islam religion, financed out of Saudi Arabia, Israel and the United States, are waging jihad inside Iran against the Shiite cleric-run government. See, there's two big branches of Islam. They're at each other's throats. The news isn't going to tell you this. And the news says Iran is Al-Qaeda and is running Al-Qaeda attacks inside Iraq. Total lie. They've lied scores of times saying they find Iranian weapons. Always turns out it's not. The Iranians are begging, suing the U.S., trying to sue at the U.N., saying stop blowing up mosques, stop trying to get Sunni and Shiite to kill each other inside Iran, because there's Jews, Christians, Zoroasters. Iran allows all the religions to operate, more than Israel does. Proselytizing Christianity or Hinduism is illegal in Israel. But side issue, just let's be honest about all this. And most Americans don't know that last little tidbit. And I'm not against Israel either. I'm laying out the facts here. That Wahhabi Al-Qaeda is public. The White House admits calling them freedom fighters, the number three in Al-Qaeda, hired by the White House publicly 2 years in a press release, bragging. And so they have Al-Qaeda attacking Iran while saying on the U.S. news that Iran is Al-Qaeda, or they're the opposite group. That's the same thing in Pakistan. They're using Al-Qaeda and Taliban, Wahhabis, to hit the central government and hit them hard. They're threatening India. They're going in and launching attacks in India, which mainstream Indian news reports was really CIA/Mossad operations using Wahhabis, as destabilization worldwide. And right as North Korea is destable and becoming more and more unstable, and Kim Jong-il's on the verge of dying, and the young prince, the third in the communist wonderland dictatorship. So I'm not saying Iran's good. I'm not saying Pakistan's good. I'm not saying North Korea's good. They're all corrupt governments like everywhere else. They're just not big daddy governments. And they're all being prodded into collapsing or launching nuke attacks to start some big global crisis so everybody will rally around the Western governments, give up all of our rights because of the scary World War III that's about to start. So we'll accept the new bank of the world, the new global currency. So we won't get mad about the depression they've engineered because psychologically it'll be blamed on World War III. This is it. Looks like they're getting ready to do it. They're ratcheting it up everywhere in the next few years, maybe even sooner. We're going to come back after important news, take your phone calls, get into a host of other issues.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy. Your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
Signature. Details on that story straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Check your watch. It is now 5 o'clock.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Mark Thomas. President Barack Obama is proposing to cut $313 billion from Medicare and Medicaid over 10 years to help pay for his health care plan. In his Saturday internet and radio address, Obama says the savings will come from common sense changes. Republicans are blasting a Democratic climate change bill now being considered by the House. In the party's weekly radio and internet address, Indiana Congressman Mike Pence says capping releases of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases amounts to an energy tax on consumers. North Korea is responding to the UN Security Council's new sanctions with threats. The foreign ministry calls the sanctions another vile product of the U.S.-led offensive against it and says it will not abandon its nuclear program. Instead, it says it will weaponize its plutonium. In Afghanistan, eight people are reported dead after a suicide car bomber hit a fleet of fuel tankers intended for a NATO base. 21 people were wounded. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Well, my name is Michael DeLozier. We live in West Georgia. I've been with Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for the past 3 months. I love that the Andy Willoughby's three-step plan has some credibility because I find that people are asking me, how can I get there? I thought, wow, if all these people want to actually build a business and they're all coming in through Andy Willoughby's three-step plan, I thought, well, this is really great. I got to do it. And the Lord blessed it, and it's just been wonderful. With Andy Willoughby's three-step plan, I make a friend and a business partner. I want to build a business that I can minister to my family and I can minister to others and have some flexibility to go on missions trips. It's just a great program, and it's really been a blessing to me. It's been fun. It's brilliant. The way it's all put together, especially with the credibility there. If you enjoy people and giving people an opportunity to change their life, then why wouldn't you like this?
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
U.S. defense officials say Pakistan is planning another new assault on militants. National security correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
The officials say the Pakistani military will go into South Waziristan, which is considered a key likely hiding place for both Osama bin Laden and other al-Qaeda leaders, plus Taliban chief Baitullah Massoud. The operation would likely lead to offensives along both sides of its border with Afghanistan. One official tells us the central element is to put pressure on al-Qaeda and Taliban militants believed to be working out of safe havens there. At the same time, the official says the U.S. would provide more surveillance and intelligence support to the Pakistanis. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
So far, no signs of protest in Iran, where officials claim the hardline incumbent president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is heading to a landslide election victory. The pro-reform candidate says he's the winner, and he's accusing authorities of voter fraud. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Here's a word about Israel from Dr. Jack Hayford, president of the International Church of the Foursquare Gospel.
Go to Israel is to change the way you will ever approach the Bible. The Bible becomes faced in an entirely deeper and richer way because you have been where it happened. You'll never be the same when you visit Israel.
To start planning your trip to Israel today, visit www.goisrael.com.
You'll never be the same.
The White House isn't ruling out moving Guantanamo detainees to the United States. Correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Having pledged to close the prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba by early next year, President Barack Obama is running out of options for what to do with the detainees who are held there. Late Friday, authorities said three detainees had been sent home to Saudi Arabia. But earlier, White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs did not rule out the possibility of releasing detainees in the U.S., while adding,
"We're not going to make any decisions about transfer or release that threaten the security of this country."
Mike Gracia, Washington.
The men in charge of struggling General Motors and Chrysler are defending their decisions to close hundreds of dealerships. On the heels of a recent Senate hearing, Chrysler President James Press and GM CEO Fritz Henderson faced more grilling at a U.S. House hearing. Roughly 2,000 GM and Chrysler dealers are losing their franchises. The auto executives argued restructuring is painful but necessary as the two companies work to regain their footing. The crew of the Space Shuttle Endeavour will have to wait a while before they can begin their mission to the International Space Station. NASA has postponed Saturday's launch of the shuttle due to a technical problem encountered during fueling. When the shuttle flies, its seven-member crew will deliver the third and final segment of the Japanese science lab Kibo to the ISS. NASA's Mike Moses says things have been a bit more hectic than usual because the last shuttle just landed a few weeks ago. I'm Mark Thomas. This is IRN USA Radio News.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, second hour. This is an abbreviated Sunday edition. I do a four-hour radio show Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, then come back in and do a Sunday abbreviated two-hour because so much always happens over the weekend. And I always get Saturday off and then a little bit of Sunday and then just can't wait to be down here doing the syndicated transmission. By the way, they gave me a list of six new affiliates we've gotten in the last 2 weeks for the Sunday show alone, and I forgot to bring them, so I was just trying to call the program director at Genesis. I know we're on a big, famous station, and it's on the tip of my tongue, 860 in L.A. I'm going to think of it. I'm going to plug it before the show's over. Jaron's looking it up in there. Okay, let me tell you some of the news that's coming up, and I'm going to your phone calls, Robert, George, Robert, David, Karen, and others that are patiently holding. I mentioned North Korea warns of nuclear war amid rising tensions. I mean, that's big news. And they're saying if anybody boards any of their ships, they're going to nuke South Korea or Japan. And they're saying it's an act of war, and it is an act of war. And these are spoiled, rotten psychopaths on a power trip. And the globalists know that, so they're prodding them while they're unstable. And in a exchange, a transition of power from one degenerate hereditary king to another. They have a king over there. They call him a war leader. It's a very, very serious. Obviously, let me quickly tell you what I think about the Iran situation. I know Ahmadinejad barely won when he got elected 5 years ago. And I know that I've seen a lot of the polls out of Iran that he was going to lose big time. And it does look like that there was some chicanery. But at the same time, the CIA brags they're running a lot of the student groups and trying to destabilize Iran. So a lot of those riots you see were staged. And so facts are facts. Just every side is incredibly corrupt on this. It's not, oh, Ahmadinejad's good and the U.S. is bad, or the U.S. is, bad and Ahmadinejad is good. Just amazing. So North Korean-Cuban missile crisis redux, that's up on Infowars.com. Excellent historical breakdown of this. We haven't had a crisis this big since then, up on Infowars.com. North Korea, an early phase of all-out confrontation with U.S. North Korea has pledged to begin work weaponizing plutonium to create another nuclear bomb as it's delivered a furious response to a U.N. resolution ordering a fresh round of sanctions against the rogue Stalinist state. And I heard on Fox Radio News earlier on the station we come to you out of, News Radio 590 KLBJs, where we syndicate out of here, and I heard Biden on the radio going, oh, yes, China's all behind us. No, I've got from Bloomberg the statement here from China, and they're saying they're against North Korea threatening to nuke, but they also stand behind them if they're attacked. So, ladies and gentlemen, more lies by the media and Biden. China warns against force in carrying out North Korean sanctions, Bloomberg. China warns against force, ladies and gentlemen. U.S. tells North Korea to end provocative actions. What about the West provocative actions? And Hillary Clinton saying they're going to start seizing their ships. Ahmadinejad defends vote as real and free. Again, I don't know what to believe on that. We'll find out in the days to come. And I got a bunch of police state news coming up. I'll tell you about later. And also a bunch of Chicago big city corruption machine where Obama's saying the feds are going to seize whole parts of U.S. cities and, quote, bulldoze them. That's AP Reuters and London Telegraph. Also, it's coming out that only Democrat-connected car dealerships get to stay open. The Chrysler and Chevy dealerships are being handed over to select offshore buyers. Just unbelievable corruption. We'll be going through all that. Right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Robert in Texas. You're on the air, Robert.
Hi, Jones. How are you doing today, sir?
Good. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
All right.
This, but I'm just going to lie on air, and I'm Glenn Beck, and I'm going to say that 9/11 truthers think this Von Braun is a hero.
Well, I confronted him about thermite in the buildings, and his reaction was priceless. He called me a freak, and that's all he said. So I got
peer-reviewed government journals, industry journals, are saying thermite was. Government journals admit there were explosives in the buildings. I mean, I guess they've got a problem.
Well, if anybody wants to see it, it's on my YouTube channel, Funkmaster 5, FunkmasterFive, and his reaction is priceless. I fooled his call screener, got in there, dropped the bomb, the info bomb on right on his big fat head.
Now, did it get out on air, or were you recording it?
You know, it got on the air, and I also recorded it because I was able to get the audio from his show. So I put the video on my channel.
What's the name of the video? That's the best way to find it.
The name of the video is Funkmaster 5 Confronts Glenn Beck About Thermite at WTC.
Thank you. Yeah, Glenn Beck says all Ron Paul supporters are basically terrorists, but then he says he likes Ron Paul. He says the army should be used on anyone that criticizes the government. He says there are no FEMA camps and build straw men that I predicted. All you people that bought into it were fooled. I don't want to spend all day on other talk show hosts, but he really is disingenuous and disgusting. Robert and Collar, oh yeah, the DHS report saying conservatives are terrorists and returning veterans are bad. They deserve it. What, you found the clip? Oh, Joe in Spain. Oh, you want me to skip ahead to Joe in Spain? Then we'll go to Robert and George. Joe in Spain, you're on the air. Go ahead, Joe.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, yeah, Mr. Jones. Hi, my name is Joe. I'm from, I'm half American, half Spanish, and I lived in Spain 20 years ago. I listen to your show almost every day. And I have to tell you, I thank you for everything you do. And I can absolutely tell you that almost everything you say is absolutely true. And I drive these people around. I work for a very serious, high luxury company that, you know, drives all the most powerful people in Europe when they come to Spain. And all these people that you talk about, a lot of them I drive around. People from the CFR, Bilderbergs, Rothschilds, you name it. And that's the plan, you know? That's the plan. And
what? I mean, do you hear them on the cell phone going, yes, to live? When I was inside Bohemian Grove hiding in the woods, I would hear the men walk by talking on the forest paths going, Reagan was great. He fooled the people. Yeah, they thought he was a conservative. We'll deliver the reactors. And the next, and I'd only hear like 30 seconds as they walk by me, so I'm hiding in the woods. And I would hear him, you know, just absolutely, once we get in the system, then they won't be able to resist. Excellent. What about the colonel? Well, I talked to the general. And you would just hear little pieces. But tell me the kind of stuff you hear as you're driving around in the limousines.
Well, the kind of stuff I hear, you know, like very powerful deals, you know, people from, you know, countries that have been absorbed, very high, like government officials that then go into the private industry, you know, and they cut.
Yeah, you'll hear the big banker with the vice president going, I will deliver you the 12 million gamingalas immediately upon your transfer of the property, stuff like
well,
that.
Just the other day, for example, you know, I was just with some people from the liquor business, you know, on the global scale, and these people were just talking about, you know, they were cutting up the planet. You know, they were talking about, you know, all
how they were using regulators to shut down their competition.
Well,
because that's all these people talk about. Big, fat, dirty globalist corporations using government to shut down their competition. The carbon tax is their favorite.
I mean, of course, here in Europe, we're full of taxes, and we're just waiting for more. And another bad thing that's happening here, like Obama, he's like a demigod here, you know. Like just a Spanish president himself, you know, compares himself to him, you know, as opposite as I'm.
Yeah, they're meant to sucker. You know what? I want to hear more from you. Stay there. We'll come right back to you after the break, Joe. And then we're going to get to Robert, George, and many others. The toll-free number to join us, 877-590-5525. If you disagree, you're welcome to call. You can also call in Central Texas, 836-0590. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity, and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Yeah, one of the new stations picking us up, the Sunday show, is KRLA. They re-air us there at 4 o'clock Pacific, so right when the show ends, it starts. A whole bunch of our affiliates re-air us, which is fine, but I'd love to talk to all those folks in Miami and Chicago and upstate New York and Buffalo and California. Yeah, I'm about to go back to your calls, but coming up, just out there during the break, I saw Rolling Stone land on the table, so I just opened it up, and I said, oh, that's Ray Kurzweil. So I started reading the article, and it says, when man and machine merge, meet Ray Kurzweil, prophet of the techno-rapture. By 2045, he says, computers will surpass us in intelligence, the universe itself will become conscious, and humans will live forever. Now, I put that in Endgame, and everybody makes fun of me, saying, I'm saying they're going to live forever. No, they're saying they are. And he's one of the heads of the modern eugenicist society, the transhumanist. Transhumanism was founded by Julian Huxley, head of UNESCO generals. He was the United Nations general, governor general of UNESCO. And he just came right out with it and said, we can't call it eugenics because Hitler went too far too quick. We've got to call it transhumanism. So I want to explain to you what Bill Joy and Ray Kurzweil and all these other people, and this guy's a billionaire, by the way, are saying. They're saying, you going to die. So later before the show ends, I'm going to go over a little bit of that. But it doesn't matter. Just watch and see what they do. I guess they got to kill you deader than a hammer before you listen to me. Oh, man, it's crazy. Okay, Joe in Spain, my friend. So what else goes on when you're picking people up in the limo?
Well, you know, they'll come from the most powerful corporations that there are. They're old.
Old money? All right, we lost his phone. Cut out, I guess. Lost that call from Spain. Sorry about that. Call me back again, my friend. Thank you. Let's talk to Robert in Colorado. Robert, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks for calling my thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Alex, appreciate it. Interesting diatribe you gave in the first hour about Iran and North Korea. You're probably right on. But you were also right. Last Friday's edition of Denver Post had like a five-paragraph diatribe. I think it was an AP story about David Carradine. Early the investigation says he did not commit suicide.
Yeah, the police say he didn't commit suicide. He was killed in a Luciferian ritual, and that's what the info we have. And we said that, what, 5 days before AP did?
Yeah, so you were right on. I think they tried to shut it.
And I'm not bragging, but we also told you we were really under level six for flu pandemic a month and a half ago, and now it's admitted that, oh, yeah, we're under it, and we've been under it for a month and a half. I have the secret state document.
Yeah, it came out. You're right. What is the latest on your employee's daughter who was accosted at the school north of you?
South of Austin. The Child Kidnapping Services said, okay, we're not going to kidnap your child for a bruise on her leg, but we'd like to. But don't ever raise your voice to her or we'll take her. And I was actually even given their orders that they gave her. No court, no judge, no jury. It's not illegal to yell at your kid. And that's what happened with that. I appreciate your call, sir. Good to hear from you. George in Texas, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Congratulations on the money bomb.
Yes. I have put a little thing up on the website thanking everybody. Very, very successful, and that's going to allow us to go to the next level. And so I salute all of you for your free will in supporting us in the fight.
Yes. I don't know if you got it. I've been trying to get through for days, but Greg Pound got arrested again on May 29th.
They kidnapped four of his children for no reason. The CPS worker admitted she lied. She lost her license for lying, but the court said, we've kidnapped your four little girls. We've gotten $300,000 apiece for them, selling them off to adoption agencies because they're blonde-haired, blue-eyed. And it's in court records, and it's in the local news that the CPS worker lied to do it. She lost her job, but they say, we don't care. We still take your kids. What have they arrested him lately for?
Well, because he held up a sign when his kids come by on the school bus. He said, Grandma lied, Mommy and Daddy still love you. Well, they considered it violating a domestic violence injunction, and when he'd never been convicted of domestic violence. So they haul him in. They release him on his own recognizance with a $100 bond. But
well, they arrested him for running for political office when he went to the local Republican function. And he did nothing, and they arrested him. I guess I got to get a hold of him. That's land of the free, home of the brave. Wait till I get to this police state news that is coming up later. Let's go ahead and talk to Jerry. Jerry in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yeah, Alex, Hannity and Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck, are they actually that unknowledgeable of what's going on? I'll let you answer.
Well, I've seen, do you want to say any more or let you go?
No, I'm good. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. It has been declassified back in 1977 in the Church hearing, Senator Frank Church, and then it was declassified 5 years ago that at least, it's over $40 billion total, but different packages. One's $8 billion, one's $12 billion, one's $3 billion in fake news. And it's turned out that most big anchors, fake liberal, fake conservative, to keep it all in that controlled paradigm, to give you false choices, but it's all one level of the matrix. A false reality, false political systems. Most of those guys are on payroll. But I have no doubt Beck has CIA on his show every program I see, and I don't even watch it much. And these are men in PSYOPs. And I noticed years ago he was reading off of Homeland Security documents I'd gotten from people inside Homeland Security. We broke the MIAC report and DHS report for folks that don't know that say veterans, gun owners are what Homeland Security's for. We're the terrorists. The VA, the VFW are terrorists. We broke that years ago, and people wouldn't believe us. It finally got checked into, and it made national news. So I knew they were reading off those reports when I would hear it. So I knew they were being fed that, because they wouldn't say this is from a report. They would, but the teleprompters had it word for word. Now, Limbaugh doesn't enjoy doing that when he does it, when I hear him. Beck does. Hannity does. So that's why I don't like them. I mean, it's the enjoyment of the betrayal that's so painful. And so when it came out that these reports were put out, they had to say, are these reports good? Maybe so, maybe not. And then now they're backtracking, saying, oh, yes, the DHS report is good. Oh, look at Von Brune. We've got to say the veterans are the terrorists now. You know, Shepard Smith. So, yes, they know exactly what they're doing. Exactly what they're doing. And I could get into more detail on that, but that's the bottom line. And they're part of the false right control system, control the right wing. And then Rachel Maddow and all the rest of them, Keith Olbermann, are part of controlling the false left paradigm. When they're all working together, they're all intermarried. You know, it's like Mary Madeline married to Carville, and all those other families where the families will split up the false paradigm, split up the business. It's a sickening joke. Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, sir. I'm calling about a partial response to a show you had the other day about the drugged out kids on Prozac and Big Pharma and how that's really, it's not an accident that Big Pharma's short-sightedly fighting the legalization of their competitive.
That's right. The government drugs pushed by Big Pharma make you become mentally ill, then they put you on more drugs. We have their own internal documents. Merck was in mainstream news saying, quote, we're going to liquidate and send hit teams out to scientists' houses that criticize us. Stay there. We'll come right back to you in a lot more.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
I'm shouting right back, the devil. I've literally read hundreds of MIT, Stanford Research Institute, UN, Pentagon documents. I list them all, make films about them. What is the endgame.com, endgamethemovie.com, full bibliography. For they openly say once they get their world government in place, once they get their robot drone armies in place, it's going to be like Terminator. There's going to be a small group of humans above the machines carrying out the mass murder of humanity. That's the part that Rolling Stone doesn't tell you in this article. Again, I didn't even bring this down here. It's laying on the table. I'm going to go photocopy here. I'm just going to walk off with it. If somebody up here, if this is somebody's up here at the station, I'll buy a new one or give it back. Just email Aaron at Infowars.com, one of my producers. But I got to have this. Or I guess I'll go up to the copy machine. No, then they'll say it's fake if I show it on my TV show. That's how the public works. They'll say, that's not it. Rolling Stone's color, that's black and white. I mean, this is how the slaves are. They've got literal imprint programming brainwashing to not face it. And it's like, oh, humans won't be needed anymore, and we'll merge with machines, a new life form will be here. What they don't tell you is in the deeper writings of these people, they're going to have to kill off the rest of us because we're not good for the environment, because the new zero-carbon creature, the new silicon life form, and whether this is really going to happen or not, this is what the elite believes. They're on power trips. They're lunatics. Do you understand? I'm not the one saying this. It's them. You better see Endgame, folks. You better see it quick. And by the way, you don't have to buy the stinking thing. Over 100 plus grand, probably 130 grand to make that film. I got arrested trying to cover it, trying to get you the information. I went through hell to get it for you. And it's free on YouTube and Google. You might want to buy the DVD, though, to have it in the highest quality at Infowars.com. Or PrisonPlanet.com, or the Obama Deception. Still the number one video on YouTube and Google. Hundreds of versions of it with hundreds of thousands of views apiece. Some versions have 4 million views, 2.5 million views, 2.3 million views. The film's been out 3.5 months. Praise God. Praise the creator of the universe that they don't have full control over the web or society yet with their technocracy. But they brag within 10 years they're going to have the control grid in place. Sooner with the web. And if we hadn't beat this, see, we're being, this is the insertion into the Matrix. We're not in it yet. But, you know, there's a lot of kooks out there that claim that, oh, this lady or this guy really wrote the Matrix book or the script for it. And the Wachowski brothers ripped him off. Well, you know, I happen to have talked to people, let's just say, in the highest levels of that production. I'm not going to even say Wachowski brothers. I'm going to leave it open. They didn't get it from anywhere in popular culture. You know where the idea for the Matrix came from? Turns out I guessed where it came from because I'd read it before I was ever told directly from people involved writing the script. It came from the Pentagon. 1968 document, declassified July 7th, 2000, and then put out by the what's the name of that? League of American Scientists. I forget the exact name. Jaron, do me a favor. Google Army document talks about microchipping population by 2025. It's in my book, Descent into Tyranny, published 2002. Federation of American Scientists. There you go. And the Pentagon said that that we'd have the singularity sometime between 2025 and 2045. Kurzweil was always saying 2025. He's now revising it in this article to 2045, this one in the page 57 in Rolling Stone magazine. He's now revising it 2045 because they've decided to suppress the technology and only allow it to develop and rise in technological spires above the slowly growing technological system we're in that we think is the most advanced. I don't know how advanced it is, but it's very advanced. I'll put it to you that way. Above what we know. So I believe 2020 is the real date from things I pieced together in reverse engineering of their own documents. See, anything classified has its mirror or its shadow in civilian space. You can tell a lot by something's shadow. by its funding, its development, the research documents developed by different research facilities and private groups that are then purchased and put into secret development by government, by the nexus points of those pieces of equipment, you can tell what they're building on the other end. Just like on the 1996 Telecommunications Act, I went on air and told you they're putting in whole floors of wiretapping system in every major phone company and internet hub to track everything through the grid and surveil everyone. How did I know? Well, the bill said it had to be capable of doing that, and that they were paying them $9 billion to put it in. And that's how the engineers at one of the guys that had to build one of the systems for them in San Francisco said, they said, well, you weren't allowed to see the secret documents. How'd you know it was to surveil every piece of data coming through? And he goes, because I'm an engineer. They had to engineer it, that entire building when we built it. And this entire section of a floor, everything we do is wired through here. Every email, every fax, every phone call, every cell phone call is sent by here. And so we built it under government specs. It's designed to capture everything. And now the government admits they are. Side issue. With this extermination thing, they don't even hide it. They're so arrogant. Well, I mean, I keep talking about Bill Joy, co-founder and owner of Sun Microsystems, worth over $4 billion last time I checked. He's one of the few who says, I went to a top IT tech, you know, a top technical meeting of the 200 richest computer company and technology owners, and they were all of one mind that everybody basically has to be killed for the rise of the machines, and that humans aren't needed anymore, and I was the outcast for not wanting to do it. That's Wired Magazine. That exists. April issue 10,000. April issue 2000. And I'm just out here in the hallway, and this magazine is sitting there. And it basically, it's introducing it to the slaves. And the slaves feel like they're all high and mighty because it's all put in a way to make them feel good about it, like they're going to be part of it. So like a bunch of jackasses, they'll all go along with it. And they play you like a fiddle. All right, I said I'd go back to your calls, and I got all these audio clips I want to play in a huge blitz of news as well. But whether they're going to be able to do it or not is a question, but that remains to be seen. But they're on record saying global genocide for the Earth. That's their excuse. It's a kind of liberal Hitlerian idea. You know, Hitler was a vegetarian and environmentalist. It's really just a control freak's excuse to dominate and control society and engineer society and play God. And the genetic engineering merging with the nanotech, merging with the super hyper AI computing, it's very nasty and threatens to overturn this entire biosphere. When you really read their literature, they say they're going to get rid of this entire system. They're playing God, folks. They think they're going to control the future. My question is, can you look away from your football games and acting tough, or from your waistline of your women feeling inadequate about yourselves for 5 minutes, to just get engaged about the future of the species with technology now doubling every 2 years? I mean, do you care about any of this? I guess you don't. Some of you. Okay, fine. Just don't blame me. Don't blame. You'll be so drugged out of your heads, though, what they're spraying in the sky and putting in your water, you won't even care. So according to them, you know, they say, well, see, we're right. The slaves don't care, so they deserve to die. Because you can't fathom the magnitude of it. Okay, a caller was holding. Who was I talking to last? Or is he gone? Okay, he wanted to talk about Big Pharma wants to keep illegal drugs illegal, like marijuana, and then push all their poisonous drugs. And, yes, that's how it works. It's all about monopolies. Chris in Florida, you're on the air.
Hey, talking about the caller who asked whether some of these talk show hosts, commentators, are really doing what lying deliberately as propagandists, I can say yes. From my experience calling into, like, Michael Savage, I'd encourage people to record their side of the conversation also, because you might catch people, catch guests, behind-the-scenes conversations between the guest and the host, and, you know, I'll say something on the air that's very opposite, you know, and just take pleasure, for example, in the certain guest he had, saying how Iraq and the Middle East got a raw deal with the Treaty of Versailles, and yet he goes on air saying how the Iraqis are so ungrateful for not taking our help, and so that's just one side of it. Another talk show host will say something on the web doesn't exist, even after I've told the audience how to look it up. So,
oh no, people are all saying the Rolling Stone doesn't exist.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066, 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com, protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Back. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, mercy, mercy.
All right, look, here in the final segment, I got a ton of news I got to go over, and I'll jam in a few calls if I have time to. In a managed economy, big global corporations just love it. They want to shut down smaller corporations and companies. They don't like a Bill of Rights and Constitution. They want to set up a new world government with new rules where they don't have to follow the rules, and you have more rules on you. A couple months ago, we talked about how the head of cybersecurity quit, saying the Pentagon's going to take over all the hubs for the Internet so they can shut it down and censor it. Now that's the headline in the New York Times, Privacy May Be Victim in Cyberspace Plan. Obama vows to protect civil liberties may be difficult to put into practice. This is the guy that said he would stop secretly torturing and no rights for detainees. He's actually expanded it. The guy that said he wouldn't hire any lobbyists and all he did was hire lobbyists. The guy that said he wouldn't be secret about the bailout money or the stimulus package. Total secrecy. Everything with this guy is a lie. And AP's also reporting buyers face hike in mortgage rates as inflation fears mount. The $14.8 trillion that would have more than paid off every mortgage in the United States, that was $9.3 trillion. None of this was about getting things restarted. It was about hoarding the money and imploding the economy further to buy it all up. That's right. You've put in more tax money than the GDP in a year and more than all the mortgages. Everybody in America has already paid in taxes or is going to be paying in taxes enough to have $5 trillion left. And the news is reporting that of the Chrysler and GM, over 2,000 letters have gone out, 1,500 to GM dealerships, Chevy and GM, saying, we're shutting you down. Give us your customer list. Give us everything. We're getting rid of you. And they make them waive their rights and give up huge dealerships still worth a ton of money. And then they're given to multinational corporations, the Chinese, the Russians, the Brazilians, and the Europeans, with bailout money, the $30 billion. They're paying to give it to globalists. That's what this is, Chicago mob politics. But it's international in scope, handing it over, and then the Democratic power of the Democratic Party. Republicans used to do stuff like this, but now it's getting even more widespread with the Democrats. Representative Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota is right when she talks about this, but it's bipartisan. But right now, Obama's taking it to a new level. And they're also announcing they're going to cap all sorts of business salaries and corporate business owners. This is the elite. The ultra-rich are going to take everything the middle class have, and they're going to sick the poor, dumbed-down working class on the middle class. But the middle class are conditioned to be surly, smiley-faced, know-it-all, arrogant, haughty, foolish yuppies, so they won't defend themselves because they listen to fake right-wingers on the radio and fake liberals and walk around their Birkenstocks calling for global carbon taxes that will only be on the U.S. and Europe and further shut down our industry. But, again, it's what you want, so it's what you get. Here's Representative Michelle Bachmann on the House floor. The whole thing's up at Infowars.com under Obama is running a gangster government and a bunch of other video clips I won't have time to get to, but here it is.
That they could stay open. That senator was able to arrange a meeting between the dealer and the officials at GM. We all know GM is now Government Motors because it's owned by the American people. It's been nationalized. There's no private corporation the way we used to think of GM. Now the main stockholder is the American government. So this Democrat senator, who was applied to for help, was able to secure a meeting with General Motors and the car dealership, and they were able to get their dealership back. Well, that's great. That's wonderful. There's also another article I saw today where a constituent had contacted one of the representatives, a Democrat representative, here in this chamber, Representative Barney Frank. Barney Frank was able to go and talk to the right people and get this dealership back open. Is that what we have come to in this country? That rather than a private business with a private contract with another private corporation, they're no longer able to work out their agreements because, as columnist Michael Barone has called, he said, now we've moved into the realm of gangster government. We have gangster government.
And by the way, we do. Now let me stop right there. I'm not trying to make the police look bad. They're so bad on average, it's indescribable. They're so bad, I don't have words. Now, let me explain something. All over the United States, as I scan news wires, I have seen thousands of news articles where the police pull old ladies over. That's usually what makes the news. And they have $2,000 or $3,000 in their wallet. They snatch it. They take their Rolex. They may even steal their Cadillac. Because the police go on the news and defend it and say she shouldn't have that much money. No judge, no jury, no arrest. And then the judges even get the money. Now, Texas is getting famous because right out here in the hill country, a bunch of towns south of us, East Texas especially, the cops pull you over and they take the money out of your wallet. And if you don't like it, they'll blow your head off on the spot and say you attacked them. And they don't even, I mean, these cops live in $2 million houses, huge swimming pools. They drive brand new Corvettes, whatever they've seized. And let me tell you, I grew up in an upper middle class neighborhood with, and down the street was an FBI agent. And next door to one of my friends was an FBI agent living in million dollar houses back then in the 80s. And, you know, houses that were probably 500,000 then, and Corvettes and money and hot young mistresses. And folks, they didn't get that on their 80 grand a year at the FBI. Let me just give you a little news flash there. They did it dealing narcotics. Now, that's why the drug war isn't going to end. That's why we got more people in prison than any other country in the world. Now, that said, admitted CIA operative Anderson Cooper is doing news reports with the headline, American cops steal money from drivers and take trips to Hawaii. And they got the DAs, they got the judges admitting they keep the money they take. I mean, they take it. That's why you got these little county judges living in million-dollar houses. And folks, by the way, if you live next door to one, I see reports where they decide they want your house, they send a SWAT team over to kill you deader than a hammer. I mean, you got to watch these towns. That's why real estate's so much lower in Williamson County, even though it's beautiful and nice up there for ranchettes and things. People that got brains don't want to live there. They'll come after it and take it from you. They don't play games, folks. Now, this is even a whitewash. It's 10 times worse because this show starts out with how they're taking, you know, 5 day, 6 day, 4 day trips to Hawaii and doing, you know, a couple hours of training while they're there is the excuse. But then later they admit, oh, the judge even gets cash. The issue is the globalists, and Anderson Cooper, by the way, admits he's CIA. He was CIA trained. He's the heir to the Astor fortune. He's an admitted CIA operative. But they'll report this so the feds can come in and further take over the states. The feds are even more corrupt, is my point. And I get on air and mention the Dallas police, how they pull you over and throw bags of chalk in the back of your car, thousands of people, and take their cars. That's been on NPR, Dallas Morning News. I mean, I'm not making up. Houston does that. I got to say, Austin is one of the best forces in the country. Austin police aren't involved in a lot of narcotics trafficking. They are involved in running hookers, and they've been busted a lot doing that. And some of the gambling here in town, mainly high-end hookers, and some of the low-end hookers. But Austin is one of the, that's why people live here, because our police are not just complete raving criminals. Now, that said, they've now released the full dash cam of the cop beating up the ambulance EMTs. They were going to charge him. They said their squad car showed the EMT attacking him. Turns out it's a lie, just as the witnesses said. Cop attacks them. Then they start choking him. That video is up on Infowars.com. And the issue is the state police lied about this. And now the dash cam video's out. Now, they're not totally corrupt, I guess, in Oklahoma, or they wouldn't even have released it. Now, Austin does claim videos malfunction when they kill people. So they still cover up when they kill people in Austin, but they're not as bad as some. Let's go ahead, just because you won't believe this report. It's a six-minute report. It's up on Infowars.com. I want to play just a minute of it, because people will say Anderson Cooper and CNN doesn't exist when I bring this up. But here it is.
Next report takes us back to the heart of Texas, where Gary Tuchman has found another county awash in both cash and allegations of corruption. The money, more than $1 million last year, was seized from drivers who were pulled over by cops. There are allegations that some of those drivers were innocent. So what's happening to all that money? Well, that's why so many people are steamed. Gary Tuchman tonight is keeping them on.
Okay, that's enough. I don't have time to play it all. I'll play it on the show tomorrow, more of it, and analyze it. And then they admit, oh, the judge just keeps every week $4,000 checks for himself. Personally, that even goes around the state law that allows total robbery. But the current state law says, you know, it doesn't even matter. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that it's out of control. Most counties in Texas are run by Boss Hogg. Okay? And they're worse than Enos. They're worse than, what's the name of the head cop for Boss Hogg? Roscoe Pico Train and Flash. It isn't cute. It isn't cute when a cop pulls you over in East Texas and walks up with huge Nazi swastikas, this has happened to me, on their arms. And I manipulatively just went ahead and played the guy, and he said, Heil Hitler, right back and left. And I drove out of there. I don't like Hitler, but I played a Hitler card and got out of it. You're not going to give a fellow white supremacist a ticket, are you? Oh, he did a little Heil Hitler with me, and I was like, oh, Heil Hitler. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. The transmission continues at Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908- 908-